Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. $1.35 billion is available through the state's Farm to School program. Minnesota schools, early childhood education centers, and licensed in-home family child care providers looking to serve locally sourced meals can apply for funding now through the Minnesota Department of Ag's program. The program offers reimbursement for local food purchases of Minnesota-grown and raised foods. More info is on the MDA website. NASA will be stationed at the state fair for the first time this year. Spokesperson Maria Hayden says the Journey to Space exhibit is produced by the Science Museum of Minnesota and California Science Center.
NASA is actually also bringing a group to showcase different full-scale spacesuits from historic, present, and future space missions, getting an up-close look at moon rocks from the Apollo 15 mission, and then having a NASA Deputy Chief Flight Director here.
Hayden says the hands-on exhibit offers a glimpse at space exploration and what it is like to travel to the International Space Station. Minnesota's archery deer hunting season starts September 13th, and temps could remain high during the season. DNR Big Game Specialist Paul Burr says certain areas might have better opportunities for a harvest when it's warm.
Shaded areas, cooler areas, you know, these deer don't like to overheat either. So if there's creek bottoms that are just generally cooler, if there's water sources, especially if water sources are limited in the heat, you want to focus on those. If you can put yourself between water and food, even better.
Head to the DNR's website for more tips on hunting in the heat. And planning is in high gear for the 6th annual Legacy Cup Cannabis Festival on September 27th at Surly Brewing. Founder Josh Wilkin-Simon says the Cup Awards are the core of the event.
Crowning not only the best THC beverages and best gummies, but the homegrown cannabis. And then for the first time this year, we'll actually have the full adult use cannabis.
Wilkin-Simon says there will be dozens of vendors and food trucks, a sesh lounge, a car show, pro skateboarders, and a grower's garden. General admission tickets start at $16. This is MNN. A Hopkins man is dead after being thrown off his ATV Sunday. Itasca County deputies responded to Arbo Township around 8 p.m. on reports of an ATV accident. They found a man, 62-year-old Rory Strachota, who was pronounced dead at the scene. An investigation is ongoing. Last week, the Stearns-Benton County dive team helped recover a vehicle in the Mississippi River in Sartell that turned out to be from a 1967 missing persons case. Sergeant Corey Bengston heads the dive team and says the 15 team members do this voluntarily and it requires a special set of skills.
The lieutenant asked me when I wanted to join. He said, "Are you claustrophobic?" And I said, "No." He says, "Are you sure?" I said, "Well, I'm pretty sure." He says, "Well, have you ever had your hands tied behind your back and shoved in a culvert?" And I thought, what did they do on the dive team?
Bankston says last week's discovery was very unique. A motorcycle crash in Stearns County Saturday sent a man to the hospital. Stearns County deputies responded to a report of a crash with injuries in Melrose Township. Deputies learned 23-year-old Dylan Cluckin was heading east when he went off the road and hit a guardrail. He was thrown from his bike and not wearing a helmet.